الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue in the work of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى الكبائر كتاب الكبائر the book of the major sins. And we have been reading in a portion the author, he is clarifying the ills and the dangers of ascribing to another lineage other than one's own lineage, and likewise finding fault with the lineage and speaking ill of the heritage of the people and the forefathers of the people and ascribing to another tribe or another lineage that one he is not from, and that this is from the major sins. And the rulings with regards to the lineage are clarified in al-Islam in great detail. And this is something that is from the specific qualities of the religion of al-Islam. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned, خَصَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِثَلَاثِ خَصَائِصِ لَمْ يُعْطِهِنَّ أَحَدٍ مِنْ الْأُمَّمِ السَّابِقَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified this ummah with three specific traits that no previous nation was given, that no previous nation of the followers of any of the prophets were given. And they mentioned they are al-isnadu wal-ansabu wal-i'rab. Al-isnad meaning the chain of narration, a connected chain, a chain of reliable transmitters and men who have carried this knowledge all the way from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until this day, and that is verified and that is connected and that it is known and it is authenticated. And it is authenticated that which is from the statements and the actions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which is not, and that which is ascribed properly to him and authentically, and that which is ascribed falsely. This is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah specifically. The Christians and the Jews, they do not have an isnad. They don't have a chain. Rather, their chains are all cut off and their chains are all distant and the likes like this, not even reaching back to any of their followers or any of those who met the prophets of those times. Alhamdulillah. And likewise, from the specific qualities of al-Islam that Allah has specified this ummah with, al-ansab. And that is the issue that the author has been discussing in these chapters, the issue with regards to the lineage and the rights that are related to that and the rulings that are related to that and the details that have come with regards to that. This is something that al-Islam has honored and has clarified that is very important, and that it must be maintained and it must be checked. And there are many rulings that are based upon the understanding of the lineage and the forefathers and the likes like this, that which is allowed and that which is impermissible. There are laws clarifying the issues and details of these affairs, and likewise al-i'rab in the Arabic language, and the changing of the syntax and the context and the likes like this, and the harakat and the different meanings that they clarify and indicate. This is something specific to this ummah. So this is what the author, he has been clarifying in the past few chapters that we have read, and we continue. And he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, babu man tabarra'a min nasabihi. Babu man tabarra'a min nasabihi. The chapter with regards to the one who has freed himself, the one who has freed himself from his own lineage. Meaning that the clarification that this is from the major sins. The chapter with regards to the one who has freed himself from his own lineage, meaning the clarification that this is a major sin and there's a great threat of a punishment, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this. A person who freed himself from his own lineage, and he knows his lineage and he knows his forefathers, and he freed himself from them and turned away from them, and he ascribed himself to another lineage that he fabricated, for example, or another lineage that is well known, he ascribed to that falsely. All of this is from the major sins and not allowed. All of this is from the major sins and not allowed. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has created the human being from the fluid of a male and a female, and he has ascribed to that man, the man that fluid is from. And by ascribing to another tribe and another lineage, it's as if he's lying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, claiming that Allah created him from the fluid of this man instead of that man. But in reality, he was created from the fluid of this man who has this lineage and this tribe and he's from these ancestors and the likes like this. And by claiming that he has another lineage, it's as if he's lying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, claiming that Allah created him from the fluid of this lineage and from these ancestors and the likes like this. So from this aspect, it's a major sin, along with the fouls and the evils and the great ills that will come about by way of that. Likewise, mixing up the lineage. And we have seen in the previous class some of those ills. And from that is that it will deny the inheritance to those who have the right to that. And also it would allow inheritance to those who have no right to that. And also it will deny marriage to those who have the right. And it will allow marriage to those who have no right. And it will be allowed for a person to be in the company of people who are considered a non-mahram, people who are not allowed for him to see. And then likewise forbidden to be in the company of others in the same manner like this, and he mixing with the male and the female in a manner that's not permissible by claiming that he had a different lineage. Likewise, the laws and the rights of inheritance that will come by way of this and the other affairs likewise that are from the mafasid and the ills of claiming to have a lineage that one does not belong to. So the author, he says, an Amr ibn Shu'ayb عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه مرفوعة كفر من تبرأ من نسبه وإن دق أو ادعى نسبا لا يعرف أو لا يعرف أو ادعى نسبا لا يعرف. So the author, he says that it has been narrated from Amr ibn Shu'ayb on his father and on his grandfather. What is intended here, the grandfather is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنهما. He's the narrator of the narration from the companions. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, kufrun man tabarra min nasabihi wa indaqqa. That is considered kufr. What is intended here is not major disbelief, but that which is lesser than that, meaning a type of ingratitude. Kufru an ni'ma. Kufran an ni'ma. So this is a type of disbelief, an indication that this is a major affair, but it's lesser than major disbelief. It's not something that will take him out of Islam. But this word is being used here in this manner to clarify the severity of this issue, and that this is a great affair, and this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a father and to have a lineage and the likes like that, and then to belie that and to deny that, this is being ungrateful. This is being ungrateful from that aspect. Kufrun man tabarra'a min nasabihi wa indaqqa. That is considered kufr, meaning an act of ingratitude and a major sin. For the one who freed himself from his own lineage, even if it was lowly. If it was not even a lofty lineage, it's not allowed for him to free himself from that. Or if he were to claim a lineage that is not known. For example, if he were to fabricate a lineage, either he would ascribe himself to a well-known lineage, or he would ascribe himself to a lineage that he fabricated and made up. All of this is considered from the major sins, and this is not allowed.
This is not allowed
for those reasons that have preceded. Even if the lineage was lowly, then this will not harm a person. And that which would determine a person's rank and his status in this life and the hereafter is not his lineage. So a person, even if he had a lowly lineage or ancestors that were not known for nobility and honor, but he himself, he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he complied to the commandments to the best of his ability and fulfilled the rights of Allah azza wa jalla, and he was upright upon taqwa and piety in this life, then he will have a lofty status and his lineage will not harm him. And likewise, on the contrary, maybe an individual, he will have a lofty lineage and he will have noble ancestors and he will have a lineage that is praiseworthy and considered to be honorable and the likes like this. But if he did not fear Allah Azza wa Jal and comply to the commandments and avoid the prohibitions, then he will be lowly. He will be lowly because of that, and his lineage will not raise him. His lineage will not raise him and will not benefit him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. Inna أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, verily indeed, the most honorable with you of Allah from you is the one who fears Allah the most, the one who has the most piety, meaning the one who is most upright and obedient in public and in private to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, it's not allowed to change the lineage or to deny the lineage or to ascribe oneself to a lineage or to ancestors that is not correct and not true. and not true. The author, he says, what at-Tabarani ma'nahu min hadithi Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Also, this narration has been narrated by at-Tabarani with a similar meaning from the hadith of Abi Bakr radiyallahu anhu. He didn't mention the wording. The wording of this narration here is kufrun billahi tabarru'un min nasabin wa indaqqa. A very similar meaning. A very similar meaning that is considered kufr. Again, kufrun duna kufr. And what is intended? Kufran and ni'mah. Kufran and ni'mah. That a person, he is belying and denying and not showing thanks for the blessing. Not showing thanks for the blessing. He's being ungrateful in this manner by denying this lineage and ascribing to another lineage. And it's an indication that it is a major sin. So the author, he says, وَلِي أَبِي دَاوُودِ وَبِنْ حِبَانِ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْوَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا. And it has also been collected by Abi Dawood and also Ibn Hibban from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَيُّمَ مَرَأَةٍ أَدْخَلَتْ عَلَى قَوْمٍ مَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ فَلَيْسَتْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in this narration that any woman who has brought to a people someone who is not from it, then she is not from Allah whatsoever, meaning that Allah is free from her. What is intended here is that a woman, she would commit fahisha, that a woman, she would commit zina, and then claim that this child is from her husband or from this tribe and the likes like that. And in actuality, it is not. It's from another man who was from another tribe. And then she would ascribe this child to her tribe or to the tribe of her husband and the likes like this, or to the lineage of her husband. And therefore, he would be ascribed to them falsely. The woman who does the likes of this in this narration is mentioned, فَلَيْسَتْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ, that she has nothing from Allah whatsoever, meaning that Allah is free from her. That Allah is free from her. This is an indication likewise that this is a major sin. وَلَنْ يُدْخِلَهَا الْجَنَّةِ, and Allah will not enter her into paradise. And Allah will not enter her into paradise. Another indication that it's a major sin. وَأَيُّمَا وَالِدٍ جَحَدَ وَلَدَهُ وَهُوَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ احْتَجَبَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And any parent, any father who denied his child while he's looking at him, then Allah will not reveal himself to him on the day of resurrection. Meaning that he will not be from those who see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. While the believers, they see the face of Allah, this individual, he will be forbidden from that because of this action. The man who denied his son while he is looking at him, meaning while he knows that that's his child. This has been interpreted to have two understandings. يعني أيما والدٍ جحد ولده وهو ينظر إليه. Any parent who has belied or denied his own child while he's looking at him, meaning while he's looking at his child and he knows that that's his child, and he knows that that's from his loins, but he denied him. And he refused him, and he said that's not his child, and he said that's not from his loins. Well, he knows that. Or the other meaning is that وَهُوَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ يَنِي وَالْوَالِدْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى وَالِدِهِ. And while his son is looking at him, yani that he's his father, and he is in need of his assistance and aid and his fatherhood and parenting, but he denied that. So all of this is an indication, likewise, that this is from the major sins. احْتَجَبَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That Allah will be veiled from him on the day of resurrection, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow him to see him whenever the believers are allowed to see him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفَضَحَهُ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. وَفَضَحَهُ يَنِي أَخْزَاهُ. And Allah will expose him, meaning Allah will humiliate him, meaning Allah will humiliate him in front of all of the creation, from the first of them and from the last of them. This narration has some weakness in it, in its chain. But the issue here that is being discussed is clarified, and it is understood that these are from the aspects of ascribing the lineage falsely. That a woman, she would commit fornication and then hide that and claim that that's from her husband, and claim that that child is from her husband, and therefore the lineage will become mixed. And that child will be given rights that he has no right to. He'll be given rights and the likes like this from the in-laws of inheritance, and allowed to be in the company of women. And other than that, from individuals, that is not allowed. That is not allowed. So this, no doubt, is something that, and he is from that aspect. And also, if a person were to have a child, and he knows that that is his child, and then he belied that and denied that, and he said that's not from his lineage, Also, this is from that same aspect. So the meanings, Allah knows best, they are correct. But as for the ascription of this narration to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then there are some weaknesses in that. After this, the author, he says, بَابُ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ وَمَنْ إِذَا خَصَمَ فَجَرْ. The chapter with regards to the one who claims something that he has no right to. مَنِ ادَّعَى مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ. The one who claimed to have something that he has no right to. And the one who, whenever he disputes and quarrels, he is evil and wicked. And then he will begin to lie and be and cheat and to be deceptive. And in order to win his argument and to win his case. So the second part, yani wallahu alam, it comes about by way of the first part, yani with regards to this title here, the person who claims something that does not belong to him. Yani what is included in this is the lineage. A person who claimed a lineage that does not belong to him. A person who claimed a lineage that does not belong to him. Likewise, a person who claimed a right that does not belong to him. He falsely claimed a right that does not belong to him. And many times what will happen in this case, a person, he will quarrel and he will argue and he will dispute and he will lie in that affair. And he will be deceptive and he will use trickery and deception in that affair in order to get that which does not belong to him. So this is the aspect of mentioning these two affairs together. إِذَا خَصَمَ فَجَرْ. It's come, the author is indicating here, فِيهِ حَدِيثُ إِبْنِ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. This has preceded in previous chapters, and it was mentioned back there likewise that it's not Ibn Umar who narrated this narration, but it is Ibn Amr, Abdullah Ibn Amr. So there's a wow missing here, and the same misprint or mistake, yani, that had occurred in the mention of this narration before, yani, that the sign of the hypocrites are four, or that there are four traits from the traits of hypocrisy. What is intended here is this one, إِذَا خَصَمَ Fajr. If he argues and disputes, and if he quarrels with the people, he will fall into fujur. And meaning he will fall into lying and deception, and he will cheat in order to get his right. And he will fabricate the situation, and he'll betray it, yani, in a manner that's not correct. And he will use foul and lowly manners and conduct in order to win the dispute, in order to win the case. And meaning he will lie and be deceptive, and he will cheat. And he will be found in his dealings and conduct in order to get his way. And many times this is the case or the outcome of those who claim something they have no right to, especially the rights of others from wealth and property. Also, what is included here, though, those who claim to have something that does not belong to them, those people who claim to have knowledge, or those people who claim to have status, or those people who claim to have position, or they claim to have certain traits or trades and the likes like this. They claim to be someone they're not. And he claiming to be that they're from the strong students of knowledge whenever they're only from the beginners and the likes like this. Or claiming that they're from the ulama whenever they're only students of knowledge. Or claiming that they're from the wealthy, but really they are poor and in poverty. And he displaying that and showing that. يَتَشَبَّعُ بِمَا لَمْ يُعْطَى. يَتَشَبَّعُ بِمَا لَمْ يُعْطَى. He will pretend to have something he does not have. And likewise, this is from the traits of the Jews, وَلِيَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ, and the traits of the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned a threat with regards to the type of this type of people. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا وَيُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, do not think that those who rejoice about that which they have done, meaning from the actions of evil and indecency, and that they take pleasure in, from the actions that are impermissible, and they love to be praised for that which they did not do. They love to be praised for that which they did not do. Do not think that they will be safe from the torment of the punishment. Rather, they will have a painful punishment. So this is from the foul traits, that a person, he will rejoice over the evil that he does, that he will be happy, and he will rejoice over the foul statements and deeds that he is upon himself, falling into indecency, or violating the laws and the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get a dollar and the likes like this, and he'll rejoice over that, or having relationships that are foul and having relationships that are impermissible, and then he'll rejoice over that and be happy and the likes like this after having committed some of these foul and lowly actions. And then on top of that, if he's praised for something he did not even do from the good affairs, then he will accept that and he will enjoy that likewise, and he loves to be praised for that which he did not do. So this is from those foul ways. And these people, they have a threat of a punishment. So a believer, he will not display that which he does not have. Rather, he will display that which he has. And he will be who he is. He will not put on a front and to pretend to be somebody he's not. Pretend to be a great student of knowledge whenever he's a beginner. Or pretending to be a scholar whenever he's just a student. Or pretending to be rich whenever he's poor. Pretending to be wealthy and from the affluent whenever really he's struggling and the likes like this. He will not pretend. He will not act like he is in a higher level than in reality he is. This is not allowed in Islam. This is not allowed in al-Islam. So a person, he will be himself, alhamdulillah. If he is a student of knowledge, he will be a student of knowledge. If he is a scholar, he's a scholar. If he's wealthy, he will be wealthy. And wherever he's at, this is what he is, and he accepts that. He does not pretend to be something that he's not. He does not pretend to have something he does not have. He does not pretend to have something he does not have. So there's a threat with regards to this. So the author, he says, وَرُوِيَ عَنْ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأُمَرٍ رضي الله عنهما من قال أنا مؤمن فهو كافر ومن قال هو في الجنة فهو في النار ومن قال هو عالم فهو جاهل. He said, رحمه الله, that has been narrated from Ibn Mas'ud and likewise from Umar رضي الله عنهما, that whoever says that I'm a believer, then he's a disbeliever. Whoever says I'm a believer, then he's a kafir. And whoever says that he's in paradise, then he'll be in the fire. And whoever said that he's a scholar, then he's ignorant. Then he is ignorant. And this has been narrated from Umar, Mawqufan, and the likes like this. Allah knows best about the authenticity of this chain likewise, but the meaning, is that a believer, he will not praise himself. That a believer, he will not praise himself. He will not say in this manner, I'm a believer. I'm a believer, meaning that he is from those people who have completed their faith. And that he is from the righteous and the pious. And he is from those individuals who are at the high level of faith and iman. Saying that he's a believer in this manner like this. And if for this reason, the people of knowledge, they have mentioned in the books of Tawheed, in the books of Aqidah, the issue of al-istithna fil iman. The issue of making an exception whenever speaking about the affair of iman. That one of them, they will say, Ana mu'minun insha'Allah. I'm a believer insha'Allah. And whenever this is allowed and whenever it is not allowed. So if a person is referring to the foundation of faith, it's not allowed. The fundamental of faith, a believer in Allah and a believer in the last day, a believer in Allah, a believer in the angels, a believer in the books and in the messengers, a believer in the last day and the meeting of Allah and the accountability and the decree of Allah, a person, he has no doubt about that. A person, he has no doubt about that. He will say, I'm a believer, whenever he's referring to these affairs. Any of the fundamentals of faith, meaning he's a Muslim, he believes in Allah, and he believes in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which is incumbent from the fundamentals and foundations of al-Islam. This is something that he will not have a doubt with regards to. To have a doubt in this affair is disbelief. To have a doubt in this affair is disbelief. But that's not what is intended here. What is intended here is to praise oneself. Is to praise oneself. To say that I'm righteous. To say that I'm pure. To say my heart is clean. To say that I fulfilled all of the rites of al-Islam. To say that I'm from those who have completed their faith. Whenever Allah, he says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, he's talking about me. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. He considered himself from these believers right here. This is a praise. A praise of oneself. And this is not allowed. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah, he mentioned, do not praise yourself. Do not praise yourself. And do not say, I'm righteous. Do not say, I'm a person of taqwa. Do not say, I'm a person who has completed and fulfilled the rites of faith. Rather, a believer, he will always strive his best to fulfill the rites of faith and to be from the people of taqwa. But he will realize his deficiency and he will realize his weakness. And whatever good he has, he will realize that that's a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. So whenever he's asked, are you a believer? If the person says to him, are you a believer? He says, if you mean, do I believe in Allah? In the last day, he would say, yes, I'm a believer. But if you mean, am I a believer from those people who have completed their faith and from those people who are promised paradise and from those people who enter paradise without any punishment? He said, inshallah, I'm a believer. And I hope that I'm a believer. I hope that Allah will admit me in the company of the likes of these people. But Allah knows best. Because a person, no matter how righteous he may be today, he does not know about his faith truthfully. Because the faith that is beneficial and the faith that is good, the iman, al-iman al-nafi' huwa al-mutaqabbalu 'inda Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The faith that is good, the creed that is good, the deeds that are good and that are beneficial for a person, they're the ones that are accepted by Allah. So no one knows in this life, are his actions accepted by Allah? Are his actions accepted by Allah? So a believer, he hopes that they are, but he does not know. And likewise, he does not know how his ending will be. So this is another reason why a person, he will not say that he's a believer for sure. Because many people, they live upon faith, but they do not die upon faith. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ And the Salaf, they used to be afraid of this affair. They would be afraid of having a bad outcome, of having a foul ending, and dying in a manner that's not pleasing, or dying in a manner contrary to faith, or upon disobedience, or upon disbelief, and the likes like this. This is something that concerned them. This is something that they're worried about. So nobody knows that affair. Sometimes a person will be righteous today and upon piety today, and tomorrow he'll be upon sin. Or even today he'll be a believer, and tomorrow maybe he will disbelieve. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ So a believer, he does not know these affairs. He seeks refuge with Allah from that, but he does not know for sure. So he will not say, I'm a believer. Any meaning from those who are pure, and from those who are pious, and from those who whenever they pray, their prayers are accepted, and whenever they give charity, their charity is accepted, and their Islam is good. And the likes like this, because the deen is very vast, and a person who does not know what was accepted from him. And it has been narrated from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah that he would say, if I knew that one sujood was accepted from me, then this would be better and more beloved to me than everything in the world. And everything in the heavens and the earth, if I just knew that one sujood was accepted, then this would be more pleasing to me, and I would be more happy with that than to have all of that which is in the heavens and the earth, or a statement similar to this. And he just to know that Allah accepted from him the deed. Just to know, because Allah, he says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Because Allah, he only accepts the deeds from those people who are pious and righteous, and he from those who are truthful in their faith. So this is something a believer, he will avoid. He will not praise himself. So although this, the chain of this narration has deficiency in it, the issue is clear. And that's what is intended by it. Not that he would truly be a disbeliever. And as for the one who says that, I'm in Jannah, then he's in the fire. Yani, what is intended likewise by this, that a person, he will not say that because he does not know. And many times a person who believes this about himself, what has taken him to this level is that he is amazed with his own actions. And he's amazed with his own deeds. And self-amazement is something that destroys the actions. And it causes the actions, no matter how great they are, to be worthless and to have no benefit. Because it's the favor of Allah that a person he believes. And it's the favor of Allah that a person he does the actions. It's not the favor of the person or the bounty of a person. Rather, it's the blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. So to think that a person, he stood in the night prayer, and this is because of his own efforts and because of his own piety and because he is so righteous and the likes like this, and to belittle others and to look down on them, and that he fasted on this day or that day, or that he give this charity and that charity, and then he finds himself to be better than others, and he looks down on others and belittles others, and he's praising himself, and he becomes self-amazed and self-righteous, then this is all an indication that his deeds there were not accepted. They're not accepted. Because the believers, they're contrary to that. Even the leader, and Imam al-Hunafa, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he's building the Kaaba at the command of the Lord of the Kaaba. And the whole time, he's doing it, seeking the reward from the Lord of the Kaaba. He's building the house of the Kaaba at the command of the Lord of the Kaaba. And then at the end, he's afraid that it will not be accepted from him. Then in the end, he's afraid that it will not be accepted from him. رَبَّنَا تَخَبَّلْ مِنَّا He's asking Allah to accept that. With يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَخَبَّلْ مِنَّا Whenever Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhim salatu wasalam, they're building the house, they're establishing the foundation of the Kaaba, they're saying, Oh our Lord, accept from us. So this is the way of the righteous. They do the righteous deeds, but they don't know if they're accepted, but they hope that they are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about them likewise, أَلَذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً أَلَذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً Those people who give what they give and their hearts are trembling out of fear. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet about this verse. Those people who give what they give, they do what they do, and their hearts are trembling out of fear. Are they the ones who steal and drink alcohol, and they're afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no, they're the ones who pray and they fast and they're afraid it will not be accepted. They pray and they fast and they're afraid it will not be accepted. So this is a high level. So a believer, he will pray and he will fast, but he will never be certain that it's accepted.
But he will hope that it's accepted, and he's afraid that it will be rejected. So this will carry him to continue and to persist and to be consistent in striving to do good. As for the one who does some good and then he thinks that it's all accepted, then this will cause him to be lackadaisical and lazy, and it will cause him to fall back in the action. Likewise, it will cause the action to be invalidated, waliyadu billah. So the meaning here again is it has an understanding. وَمَنْ قَالَ هُوَ عَالِمٌ فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. And whoever says that he is a scholar and he is knowledgeable, then he is ignorant. Then he is ignorant. And this is something likewise that is true. A person of knowledge who is truthful, a true person of knowledge, the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, a person who has knowledge of al-Tawheed, and he has knowledge of the rights of Allah, and he has knowledge of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ways of the companions and the pious predecessors, he will never say about himself that he is a scholar, that he's an alim, that he will never call himself these names and these praiseworthy names and the likes like this. Rather, he will not even allow others to do that. And this is something that we have seen from our teachers, alhamdulillah. And at the head of them, with regards to this specifically, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, Hafidhullah. And it's been mentioned to me, I have heard from some of the students, that whenever he had authored some works and they printed it for him, and they had written on the cover of the book, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, like this, and they put his name Sheikh there, or Alama there, I don't remember which one it is. They put one of these titles like the Sheikh, and he was not pleased with that, and he was not happy with that, and he ordered the students to mark out that word on every print until it just says Abdul Muhsin. Abdul Muhsin Abad, like this, just his name like this. So he would not, and he is a great scholar. And this is well known. Alhamdulillah, but the point is, out of humbleness, they will not allow that. So the one who is truly carrying knowledge, and who is truly a person of knowledge, and he has knowledge that is beneficial, it will humble him and lower him. And he will consider himself a student of knowledge. And he will consider himself from the Muslims. But everyone knows his status and rank. So if a person came contrary to that and he said, I'm a great scholar, and I'm from the ulama, and I am like this, and I memorize that, and I memorize this, and I have this ijazah and that ijazah, and so-and-so praise me, and he says all of these things about himself, like some of the fools they do today, this is a clear sign that he is not carrying knowledge that is beneficial. This is a clear sign that his knowledge is a proof against him. It has been narrated from Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in the year 181. He said, لا يزال المرء عالما ما طلب العلم. That a man, a person, he will still can be considered from the people of knowledge so long as he's seeking knowledge. فإذا ظن أنه قد علم فقد جاهل. If he thinks that he has learned and he has reached any of the high status and knowledge, then indeed he is ignorant. Then indeed he is ignorant. It's been narrated from al-Shafi'i likewise, the likes of these affairs. Rahimahullah ta'ala, al-Imam al-Shafi'i died in the year 204. It's been mentioned that he has said, al-ilmu thalathatu ashbar, that knowledge, it is three ranks or three levels. And he said, man dakhala fi shibri al-awwal takabbara. And the one who enters into the first level of knowledge, he will become arrogant. And the one who first steps onto the path of knowledge, what would happen to him? He will become arrogant. وَمَنْ دَخَلَ فِي شِبْرِ الثَّانِي تَوَاضَعَ. And the one who entered into the second realm of knowledge, he will become humble. And this is whenever the knowledge goes past the mind, it goes past the throat, and it enters into the heart. And it affects the person's life, and it humbles him. And he benefits from that. And then he mentioned, وَمَنْ دَخَلَ فِي شِبْرِ الثَّالِثِ عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ مَا يَعْلَمُ شَيْئًا. And the one who has entered into the third realm of knowledge, then he will realize and understand that he does not know anything. And this is the case, and especially if a person, he starts to learn Islamic jurisprudence, for example, and he starts to see, maybe he'll learn that this particular issue of wudu or of salah or of zakat or of fasting or of Hajj, that this is the position and this is what he heard from a great scholar that he venerates and that he respects. And then if he starts to learn and to go into the books with regards to these affairs, into the books of Hadith and the books of Fiqh from the previous generations, you will find that scholars who are greater than him from the previous generations differed with him. And the likes like this are mentioned a different a position or a different opinion, or they brought a different evidence, or they understood it in a different light. And then you will read some more, and another scholar, likewise, equal to him or greater, will have a different position or a different opinion, or understand the evidence in a different light. And all of them are respectable, and all of them are honorable. And no doubt the haqq is one, but the point is that the knowledge, it is the ocean, and it is vast, and it's not black and white in this manner like this. So a person, if he enters, and if he enters into the knowledge and he thinks that he has learned, then in reality he has not learned anything. And the one who truly learns, it will bring him to realize that he must be humble before Allah, and likewise before the slaves of Allah. And then the one who truly reaches a high level, then he will realize that he does not know anything, and that what he does know is from the favor and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. So many times a person, he will be like this. He will begin to seek knowledge, especially in these days whenever ignorance is widespread, and he will look around at others and he will see how many people do not have the basic fundamental knowledge, and then he will think that he's better than them, and then he will begin to belittle them, and he will think that he's a great scholar. And even sometimes he will be in a community and he will act like he's Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah of his time. And this is all from al-ghurur, and from deception, and from self-amazement. And even if he had achieved a great portion of knowledge, in reality, the knowledge that's beneficial is the knowledge that humbles a person. And then if he sees people lower than him, he will make effort to help them. He'll make effort to help them. So no doubt this statement here is correct. Man qala huwa alimun fa huwa jahil. Whoever says that he's a scholar, like in this manner like this, praising himself, in this manner like this, praising himself, then he's ignorant. Only an ignorant person would say about this about himself, that I'm a scholar, I'm a great scholar, or I'm very knowledgeable, oh, I memorize so much, or I've done so much, or the likes like this, or praising himself in the religion, and praising himself in the deen, and the likes like this in order for the people to like him, or to think good about him, or to have status and rank, and praising this and having self-amazement, no doubt this person here is definitely ignorant. And from the likes of these individuals, now those people today who ascribe to these different turuq al-sufiyyah, and one of them will claim that he's the wali of Allah, and he will say that he's the wali, and that he is from the beloved of Allah. And even some of them, they will claim that whoever follows him, that he will protect them from the fire on the day of judgment. And it's been mentioned in their books, they will say the likes of these things. They'll say the likes of these things. They said, don't worry, I'll stand and put my back to the fire, and it will not touch you. And if it tries to touch you, then I will spit on the fire. And the likes like this. This is mentioned in the books of the Sufiyyah, waliyadu billah. And those people who claim that they're from the awliya of Allah. If a person who claimed this, he said he's the wali. And this, it's clear. And it's clear, very clear. This person, he's a liar. A person who's truly the wali of Allah, who's truly close to Allah, he's truly obedient, and he loves Allah sincerely, he will never say that about himself. He'll never say that about himself. And these people who claim that, many times all they're trying to do is get money. And many of them, that's what they do. They get money. They claim he's the wali, and then you have to pay him to get dua. But if he's the wali truly, then why didn't he just ask Allah to get the money? If he's so close to Allah, why does he have to get it from the slaves of Allah? And the likes like this. And it's silly. Alhamdulillah, we see that, but many people don't see that. And they take hundreds to them, and they prostrate before them, and they give them money left and right, hoping for their blessing, and hoping for this and for that. Waliyadu billah, and they're just misusing the Muslims in the name of al-Islam. Waliyadu billah. So this is a foul way. This is a foul way. It has come some exceptions to this issue here, and it has been narrated from the likes of Ibn Abbas, and likewise from the likes of Ibn Mas'ud, and other than them, radiallahu anhum, from the Sahaba, and also from the Tabi'een, that in certain circumstances, in certain situations, a person, maybe he will praise himself with knowledge, for example. But not in order to praise himself. He will mention something to verify that he has knowledge, and that what he is upon is correct, and that the issue that he's discussing is clear, that he has studied it firmly, or he has heard it from the proper sources, or he knows it properly, and in order for the people who are listening to have confidence that what they're learning is good. And from that, Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhum, at one time he said about those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, he said, أَنَا مِنَ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. I am from those who are firmly grounded in knowledge. And he, but not in order to praise himself, but in order to allow the people that are learning from him to realize that he is from those who learn from the Prophet, and that what he's speaking about, he's speaking about truth, and is solid. and that he has learned from the proper sources, and what he's upon is correct. So therefore, yani, relax and take the knowledge freely. And the likes like this, don't be afraid. And likewise, Ibn Mas'ud, he mentioned that if I knew somebody that I could travel to on a camel, that had more knowledge of the Quran than me, I would get on a camel and travel to them. And not in order to praise himself, but in order to let his students know that whenever he's teaching them and what he's teaching them, this is something that he knows and it's firm. And the likes like this. So in certain circumstances, this would be allowed. Likewise, Uthman, radiallahu anhu, whenever the Khawarij, they want to kill him, and they want to violate the rights and the likes like this, he mentioned, did I not do this? And whenever this occurred, who was the one who did this? And mentioning the good deeds that he has done in order for them to realize that if they violate his right, they're violating some great rights. And that is that he's in reality giving them advice by reminding them of the virtue of the one that they're about to spill his blood, that they're hoping to spill his blood. So in the situations like this, it will be allowed. It will be allowed for a person who's asked about a situation and he knows it well. He said, oh, this issue here I have studied with so-and-so, or this book right here I have learned it from so-and-so. So the people, they will listen and they say, Alhamdulillah, what he's talking about is clear. And this is only whenever it's needed. But there's a fine line likewise between that, and a person has to be careful with his intention. And he has to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to these affairs. But in general, anyone who prays himself in their religion, and this manner like this, in reality, this is a clear evidence that he has no knowledge of the deen. A person, he will never praise himself in this manner like this. Someone who is truthful, will never say about himself, anataqi, I'm righteous, I'm pious, I'm a believer. Like this, intending these meanings here, and praising oneself in this manner like this. So the author, he mentioned after this, وَلَهُمَا أَنْ أَبِي ذَرْ مَرْفُوعًا. And also it has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the Haditha Abi Dharr رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لَيْسَ مِنْ رَجُلٍ إِدَّعَى إِلَى غَيْرِ أَبِيهِ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُهُ إِلَّا كَفَرْ وَمَنْ إِدَّعَى مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا وَلِتَبَوَّ مَقْعَدَهُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَنْ رَمَى مُسْلِمًا بِالْكُفْرِ أَوْ قَالَ يَعْدُوَ اللَّهُ وَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ إِلَّا حَارَ عَلَيْهِ. And he mentioned the narration of Abi Dharr رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that there is no man who ascribes to other than his father what he knows, that that's not his father except he disbelieved, and whoever claims something he has no right to, then he is not from us. So this indication is a major sin, and again that's including a wide range of affairs, ascribing something and claiming something that he has not have any from the wealth or the rights of others, or from the status or the ranks, or from the knowledge and the likes like this. All of this is included. Somebody who claims and pretends to have something he does not have. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, he's not from us. And he meaning that this is a major sin, and he should prepare his seat in the hellfire. And whoever accused a Muslim of disbelief, or he said, oh, enemy of Allah, and it's not truly like that, except they will return back to him. إِلَّا حَارَ عَلَيْهِ, meaning that statement will return back to him and he will bear the sin of that. So all of this is a clarification of these affairs, that they are from the major sins. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.